This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap strictly in the WWE. And we've been gone on vacation and we're too lazy to figure out the last couple of weeks' episodes, but we're here now. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and here as always with me is Joseph.
Yeah, vacation was awesome.
But we watched all the shows.
Eventually.
The first week we were on it.
Yeah.
We just forgot to record. Well, we didn't forget to record. We just didn't get around to it. So
we were on vacation.
We were on vacation. But it was not a whole lot that really got away from us.
Except for an entire pay-per-view.
No, we saw the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but I'm saying we didn't record about it.
No, but...
Oh, that's what this is.
Yeah, so this past weekend was Extreme Rules. There were only a couple of matches, but would you say they were pretty extreme?
Yeah, I guess. Those two. The two women's matches were extreme.
Well, Yeah, I guess so. They did bring out the tables and Becky.
The pay-per-view in general needed to be more extreme to be called Extreme Rules.
Well... Oh, okay. Let's start off. You want to talk about Becky's match first or Bayley's match?
No, that was the main event, so we got to talk about Bayley's match first.
So it's Bayley versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross in triple threat?
Yeah.
Or handicap? Was it a handicap?
Handicap.
It was a handicap match in which Alexa would win the title if...
No, they were going to be co-champions.
They were going to be co-champions. That's right.
That's why that Street Profits promo got me super nervous for Bayley.
What did they say in theirs?
When they kept saying, like, oh, we're going to be co-champions. Alexa and Nikki kept saying it. I was like, oh, crap, are they actually going to do it this time? Not like they did with Kevin and Sammy.
Oh, yeah, alluding to it, and that didn't play out.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
In this one, Bayley won.
Yeah.
So I guess so.
Not a kendo stick was to be found.
I guess that would have been too easy.
They should have at least pulled one out, just for reference.
I'm upset that they didn't use my idea for Alexa to be carried in on a throne of kendo sticks, but it's fine. So I guess the extreme stilts. Nikki could have been on the stilts. Is the extreme aspect of the match was that it was a 2-on-1?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they used any objects.
No.
Like, Bayley just won.
I don't remember.
Pretty fair.
Because it's like 2 weeks removed now. But yeah, it was a good match. I enjoyed it. That double submission spot was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so Bayley pulled a double submission on... She had Alexa and Nikki in it. But they didn't tap to that. Neither of them did.
Yeah. Well, I think the finish ended up being better other than that one was.
What was the finisher?
I don't remember. But I remember enjoying it. Because I remember you saying, oh, they should have finished with that. I was like, no, I liked that last sequence a lot. But that's all I remember. I don't remember what it actually was.
So Bayley retains. And Alexa and Nikki go back to Raw?
Yeah, I guess so. They get turned away.
They're banished now.
Stiff-armed from the wild card from going forward. But Bayley, I do remember Bayley's gear was very Hot Cheetos themed.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah. It was extreme heat. I guess she saw the Hot Cheetos Forever 21 apparel and was like, hey, I can do wrestling gear out of that.
They're onto something, I'm telling you. So, so that was it. Bayley won.
She's still champ.
And Becky Lynch with her boyfriend, Seth Rollins, versus Lacey Evans with Lone Wolf Baron Corbin.
Lone Wolf. No, GM. Assistant GM.
He's not an assistant anymore. He's not even a GM anymore.
No, Applebee's assistant GM.
He totally looks like he's dressed for working at Applebee's or some sort of chain restaurant. I don't know what he's thinking he looks like, but yeah, he totally looks like he manages the Applebee's on Central.
Yeah.
Okay, so this match, the stipulation was whoever got the pin for their team, it was like winner take all.
Yeah.
Because Seth and Becky are champions.
Yep.
And the team of Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins won.
Yes.
So Becky still kept her championship. And they brought tables out. Yeah, there was a lot of...
used a lot of stuff. It was a fun match. I enjoyed it. It was a very extreme match.
It was a very extreme match. I mean, but there were some parts where you're like, why are you moving so slow? Like, you're never going to get him through the table at that pace. But then they still got him through the table at that pace.
Yeah.
Except at one point where Becky and Seth were taking forever to set up the tables. And
Becky
then
messed up a chair spot again. She did a butt drop instead of a leg drop.
Well, because, like, okay, every time that Becky's tried to break a table or, use someone to break a table, it never works out. So she's like, oh, no, this table is going to crack right in the middle.
It's going to go right through it.
Yeah, because otherwise that table wouldn't have busted at all. And I was right. Baron Corbin totally hit
totally
Becky.
Right about that. You remember, you were like, oh, she flew. Is that what it's supposed to look like?
He does this stupid move. I don't know what it is. It's a DDT, right?
No, it's Deep Six or something. No.
What is
Deep
that?
Six is something else. End of Days? Is that what it's called? End of Days. He swings
Isn't
him
that
forward
a DDT?
And then he swings him backwards. It's not a DDT. It's like completely different from a DDT.
Well, he does. Okay, I'm going
to
look this up because
I
don't.
Hold on. DDT.
All right, looked it up. And it wasn't that Becky went flying. It's that he was able to lift her up really high to make that slam look really impactful. Anytime he does that on anybody else, it just looks like a clunky mess. But since Becky's so much lighter than everybody else, it actually looked like a move.
The way it's supposed to be.
So, yeah, Baron Corbin knocked out Becky.
And then Seth got super mad.
He went all rage mode.
He hulked out and stomped him like 5 times. And then he won the match for his team. Which it would have been fine if he had stomped it once. After he did it a bunch of times, it was kind of corny. But then he lost his belt. And that's what I said was going to happen. And somehow they were going to take that belt off of Seth.
Yeah. So, but Becky's still champ.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much it for Extreme Rules.
Yeah, that was a cool match. I enjoyed it.
So the next night on Raw, and we'll cover both Raws because
this week's was a
it
joke.
Was yeah, well, this past week was a little
ratings boost.
I would say it was thin on women's matches, so or storylines anyway.
Yeah.
Last week they had an elimination match to determine who's going to be the number one contender for the women's title at SummerSlam. And we didn't see the match right off the bat, but like we spoiled a few stuff on Twitter because of our time difference. And that's when they, like, a bunch of people were, I know Alexa Bliss went on Twitter to talk about like crowds being stupid for booing, or were being disrespectful,
like just disrespectful or something like that.
There was a lot of like anti-Alexa tweets going on, so we went to go watch it because I guess some people were complaining that it was a bad match.
I heard
that it was a bad match.
I was reading people complain about the length that it got.
Oh, okay. For and being boring, right?
And being boring, but I thought
I didn't think it was boring at all. Yeah,
it was pretty good, other than the Alexa parts. Because that was where it like slowed down. But even then, those weren't like bad parts.
No, not even. Because you had Naomi in the match.
But I think people are just starting to realize that she's stagnating.
Well, I think a lot of people were just kind of like overreacting and scared that like, okay, Alexa's going to win this match again.
Oh, yeah.
So I think like when, I don't know, all these reactions were just like way more heightened because of like the fear. It's like the Charlotte fear that people have that, you know, she's going to come into the title scene again, which is probably going
to
happen. But
Charlotte is a different thing. We'll get to that when we get to that.
So Alexa versus Naomi versus Natalia versus Carmella, who's the wild card on this week for some reason.
Yeah. For some reason in this match, even though they have other women on the show.
Yeah. But okay. Naomi, it was an elimination match, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Naomi's spots are always like the best ones, I feel like. She's so good. Everybody, every time she comes out, I always forget how good she is because of how weird she is on the mic. And how her character doesn't, like, her storylines never really go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, remember her storyline with Mandy Rose? her trying to get like with her husband.
Yeah, nobody really seemed to.
It didn't go anywhere. That one just kind of
stalled out.
Yeah, like they had their one of their final matches. Every now I guess. And then
they bring it up in like battle royals, but like.
Because
just because they wasted time on
it's
it.
It's Naomi's like rival, Mandy Rose, and they're kind of just like, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't like you. So who was the first one eliminated? Was it Carmella? I think it was, because
yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think she lasted that long in that match.
I don't even remember. I remember enjoying the match. I don't really remember the specifics of it, though.
I think Carmella went out first.
I remember towards the end when Alexa was starting to get more ring time, I was like, okay, this... Now I see.
That's when it like looked like it was maybe going to go in her favor.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad match, even when she was.
It wasn't bad.
Because she, like, you know, she does like her heel stuff. You know, she's just like slapping and pulling hair or whatever.
I
don't know if she pulled hair that match, but you know.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was bad, but I could get why people were annoyed by it.
Yeah. It got like how many commercial breaks too?
Yeah.
Like it was enough attention on them.
It was a long match.
But I mean, it was an elimination match. It was an elimination match for the women's championship. So, yeah.
They haven't been giving women
that long.
That long lately.
Yeah. So no, this was good, and
it just sucks that like that's the reception that they got.
Yeah, but
they should have had better women.
That's it. Yeah, I'm surprised like they didn't put Lacey Evans into it.
Yeah.
That would have really pissed a bunch of people off.
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't do it.
But maybe they should have.
Like Nikki should have been in there.
Dana Brooke. Instead
of Alexa, put Nikki in there. Put Dana in there.
Sarah Logan is on there, I think. Sarah Logan
would have been good in
there. Or she's SmackDown.
No, she's Raw. She's Raw? I think. Yeah.
That's right, because Liv is on SmackDown.
She would have been good in that match. They could have like tag teamed on her because she would, or had to like team up on her because she's so much bigger than everyone else. Just a wasted opportunity for that.
Because
it wasn't that bad. It was good.
Yeah. But whatever. I think that's why it wasn't as like living up to the hype that I think everybody wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And Natalia won the match. Like she was solid. But like Naomi. Yeah,
she didn't have a lot of timing issues that she's had before. Like the more recent times that we've seen her, she has like her clothesline land pretty well. Like where before it looked like she was like.
Taking a few extra steps to get into it.
Yeah.
No, and that's what, like, Natalia's always good, but, like, Naomi, their storylines never really go anywhere because they're just better in the ring.
Yeah.
And they're just that.
They're just good performers.
And then it was funny because I think I read somewhere online where they're like, oh, isn't it interesting how Natalia's in the SummerSlam scene? Like, it happens every summer. But I think it's because they're probably filming Total Divas. So she's like, yeah. I think that's it. That's pretty much what I think anytime. We see the Total Divas girls, and then we kind of like see them more, like Alicia Fox, even, whenever except actually she's lines. Off the show. Huh?
Whenever they get storylines.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, they must be filming. I wonder if Mandy Rose is still on Total Divas.
Was she on it?
I don't know if she was on it recently, but I know Sonya Deville was featured a lot in it. She like was hanging out with them a lot.
Huh. I don't watch that one with me.
I would like to see Sonya Deville on Total Divas for sure. She was definitely like a background, or she was definitely like, well, you don't watch Housewives, but there's always the friend ofs. She's definitely a friend of, but she would always like, I don't know. I think people's attention draws to her.
Do the friend ofs get promoted to stars?
Yeah. I mean, if they're good enough.
Is she good enough?
I think she could be, for real. I think she could be.
Okay.
She has, I don't know. Mandy Rose and their Donuts YouTube show is a lot more interesting than some of the storylines on that.
Yeah.
I think Lana is true, like, reality TV gold. She's such a weirdo.
But she's not anywhere to be seen on the show right
she's
now.
She's not on main TV right now.
Are they on main event?
Her and Rusev. I don't know.
Huh.
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen either of them in a while. I mean, they still do
house shows.
Well, I don't know about that either. Jeez. I know Lana comes out in Dollar General commercials during during Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
Or is it a Snickers commercial?
No, it's a Snickers commercial that takes place in a Dollar General.
Yeah. And it's like Snickers, find it at your Dollar General. Yeah,
probably.
Okay. Well, that's the last I usually see of Lana, or I like look her up on Instagram. But I love her on Total Divas. She is very annoying.
Was she the one that got in a fight with Paige that one episode that I saw?
Yeah.
She also... they were all like, fighting with each other. Yes. I don't remember what the argument was about. I just remember one of them was throwing drinks at, or they like pretended to throw drinks at each
other. Oh, yeah. The after they squashed it.
Throughout
it,
the whole episode, they were like, that was the actual fight.
Oh, yeah, because they were teasing a fight between Lana and Paige, throwing drinks at one another.
Just them, like, yelling and then crying.
Yeah.
Yelling and then crying in separate rooms.
That's the Total Divas formula. Like, the drama isn't that bad, and it gets resolved very nicely by the end of the episode, so.
It's like WWE.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Who should be? Wrestling in Raw,
the battle royal.
Okay, so yeah, Natalia comes out, gets kind of a push every summer, and I think it's because of Total Divas.
Natalia
filming,
Natalia won, and then Becky jumped in the ring, and they cut a little promo against each other.
What were they saying to Natalia? Said something weird that didn't make any sense. She said something about like taking the hatchet out of your butt or something. Was it a hatchet?
Something out of you. No, the horseshoe out of your
the
butt.
The horseshoe. Oh, is she saying because she's lucky?
I don't know.
I'm so, yeah.
I don't think that so. Didn't make I don't any think sense. That much thought went into that.
She said, I'm going to take the horseshoe out of your ass and beat you with it.
I don't know. It was It was kind of, okay, Natty.
That was 50 yards away from making any sense whatsoever.
Let's get the mic off of you and let's start wrestling again.
And it's funny because the next week on Raw was a moment of bliss with Alexa. And I think they were interviewing Becky Lynch. Yeah. And they replayed that promo. And they showed Natty's line again. It didn't make any sense.
Just as dumb.
But I don't know.
What's the movie Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was like 50 yards away from making any sense whatsoever.
What does she say? What's her
bend line? Over, you're looking right at it. But I guess because Natalia was like, I'm happy to wrestle my friend. You know, we traveled together in Japan. And then Becky was just like, think I'm friends with you?
Only friends with my belt. This target on my back. That's my only friend.
Okay, so that was... on this week on Raw was Moment of Bliss, and that was pretty much it. She had... Oh, Nikki Cross is on... Well, she was on there, right? Yeah, wasn't she also there. Like an interview? So I don't know what show Nikki Cross is on either, but...
She's on Raw.
I thought she was on SmackDown.
She's on Raw. We already established
Oh, we already looked it up? Okay. Yes. So they're asking Becky. I don't even know what they asked her, but Natalia came out, and then they got into it.
They yelled at each other again, and then they fought, right?
Yeah. So they wrestled a bit on the ground. So there was a lack of women's matches this week because they were pushing this Raw reunion where all these old-timers came in and took over the show, and it was as sad as you would think it would be.
No, it wasn't that sad. They could have tried to do the Undertaker and Sting match that they're alluding to. That
all these people that were trying to get the 24/7 title needed walkers.
It was bad.
But we got our very first female 24/7 title holder.
And the second one.
Yeah, so I don't know who the other girls were. They brought back a couple of women from...
Tori Wilson was there. Alondra Blaze was there.
I know who they are.
Kelly Kelly.
So Kelly Kelly won the 24/7 title by pinning some old dude.
Yeah, Gerald Briscoe?
I don't know.
I think it was Briscoe. It was one of them. Anyway.
So she won.
They were a big part of the Attitude Era. They were part of the Authority. I can't believe you don't remember them. Anyway.
And then... So she was like, yeah, I got it, you guys. And she was like hanging out with Alicia Fox. That's when they brought out Alicia Fox. Like, she's still a current member of the roster, but they have her as part of the Raw reunion special.
They fixed the glitch.
I don't know, but
should they just like, maybe if we invite her to the Raw reunion special, she won't show up at work anymore. She'll think like, okay, you don't need to show up anymore.
No, she's very much on the main roster. She was talking about her new hat that she was gonna debut. Yeah, remember?
That's right.
Who is she showing it to?
50-foot hat for SummerSlam or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually want to see
that. I want to see it. Yes, please bring Alicia to SummerSlam
with a big hat that needs like a support structure.
Oh man, who would you pair Alicia Fox and like all these Forgottens right now to like really
make? Cedric Alexander for a while.
That was a long time ago. She was feuding with Sasha. Also, where's Sasha?
Yeah.
That was like months ago. Yeah, Noam Dar was
wrestling on another continent then.
I'm just saying like, man, they need to have like another women's stable that isn't lame like the Welcoming Committee. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And not get what's their faces back together again, the Riot Squad.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense either.
No.
I don't know. I would probably put
Sasha comes back. Bayley and Hurst are DX. And they just show up on all the shows.
All the shows. See, my original idea Charlotte. No way. She wouldn't.
That would be the way for them to be like
the Four Horsewomen again.
The heels.
But what about Becky?
Because like, you're not supposed to root for NWO.
Oh, you put Charlotte with Bayley and Sasha? Yeah, put Charlotte with
them and let them just show up and beat up everybody because they're the origin, like, they're the reason that the women's division is what it is, and they can just take out everyone else whenever they feel like they want to. That would be awesome.
I don't...
It would be cool.
I was going to say, I don't see that ever happening, but, like, they need a reason to push Charlotte all the time.
Let's see, and then all three of them could, like, go after Becky to try to jump her in for a little while, and she keeps resisting them, and then they and then she like stays away from them for a little while, but then she finally joins them, and then it's awesome.
And that's when Ronda Rousey comes back.
But yeah, I mean, if that's what like happens, if we get like 3 months of them just terrorizing the roster like NWO style, that I'm fine with it. I guess I'm fine. Like that I would pay that price to have Ronda come.
Man, I guess there's no hope for like Alicia Fox and Dana Brooke right now.
Because they have so much cool potential, but I don't know. I mean, maybe they're not going to use it at all. Because Sasha's not there.
Where is Sasha? All right, so that was Raw. On SmackDown. Okay, so we'll go back to last week. They had a town hall where everybody was lined up. And the thing that I think is really silly whenever they line up the entire roster on the stage is when everybody's in their costume, like Charlotte has her robe on. And like, I don't know, somebody will be in like their luchador mask. It's just funny to me, like to see everybody all like geared up. Yeah, but all together, ready to listen to the commissioner. Is he commissioner? Shane McMahon?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I don't know anymore. I don't know what their titles are. He's owner's son.
He's the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're having a town hall so they can hear everybody's grievances. And who was it that, I guess like the main person to talk was Charlotte?
Of the women, yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
She was just saying how everybody's so disrespectful and so unappreciative of Shane McMahon, who's doing such a good job as commish. And Liv Morgan, of all people, was saying how people like her don't get chances on SmackDown because of people like Charlotte. And then Charlotte was like, "Who are you?" I don't know what she said, but she's basically saying like, "Who? What? Why are you here?" She said something
about blue tongues too. But you said it best. Charlotte hasn't even been there for 2 months. Your beef is with Alexa, dummy. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, Charlotte's been hanging out with Andrade this whole time.
Charlotte went and got herself a life this whole time. Like, chill out. Just because she's the best one doesn't mean you gotta take shots at her.
Yeah. Well, Alexa wasn't there. Like, surprisingly, so she had to take it out on somebody, I guess.
You look like an alternate costume for Alexa. Chill out.
That's what you were
those
saying.
Matches, those matches could have been you, but they weren't for some reason.
So Liv had a match with Charlotte that night.
Yeah. When they were getting into it on stage, I was like, I have no interest in this. Like, Liv has never intrigued me at all, but she changed my mind by the end of that match.
Okay. I don't remember that match completely.
I don't remember, like, the moves that happened, but right. I remember, like, the storytelling they did in the match of, like, Liv just not being good enough for Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte was, like just... Like she surprised her a few times, yeah.
And then Charlotte was like, got mad, and then just beat her.
Yeah, she's like, "You're done." She's like, "Okay, now I gotta actually work."
Okay, and like I got the rust. It took me like 2 minutes to get the rust off. Now let me beat you real quick.
So Liv grabbed the headset mic from Corey Graves that commentary, and which is weird, but. I guess it's just meant to be like heard by everybody at home.
Yeah. It's going to be more for like the promos than the people at the.
So what she said was that Charlotte was right. And when she comes back, she'll be real, is what Liv Morgan said. And on that's why I never like got the whole Liv Morgan persona on the main roster. On NXT, she was like this. Was she from New York?
I don't remember.
She was just kind of like a little brawler from New York. Yeah, she would wear hats. But I guess because they already had Carmella, they told her she couldn't do it. Even though, but who cares?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to be from the same parts of... well, they're not even from the same parts because I think Carmella's from Staten Island.
Yeah, I don't know.
One of them's from Staten Island. One of them's from Long Island. There's a difference.
She did good in that match. I remember, like, oh, man, she could do that? Oh, that's cool. Like, a lot of times in that match.
Yeah, I mean, when we watched her in NXT, she was really cool.
I don't remember really her in NXT.
I liked her a lot, and I was thinking, oh, wow.
It's been so long since then that I've, like, completely forgotten about her.
Yeah, they moved her up fairly quickly. That's like, she had only come out on NXT a couple of times. Yeah, on NXT TV.
Her. I just don't remember her.
And most of them were, like, tag matches, so... You didn't get, like, the full scope of her. And then she was gone. And then she, I don't know, ate Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, that reminds me. Nikki actually did really good for herself that same week, too. When they were booing Alexa.
Oh, remember? Yeah. She got on the bike.
Stage and she was just like, oh, like, you better stop booing Alexa. Like, that is a steal the spotlight of a moment. That, like, I don't think it was even
okay,
planned.
Okay, see, like, we forgot about this match, but at that time, I do remember saying, like, this is the most interesting part of this match, is that, and that's, like, a way for Nikki. Like, she wasn't even wrestling, and she's like, oh, no, exactly. You're going to listen to me. Even though she's, like, talking about Alexa,
she took control. Like, yes. I don't care who she was talking about. She was, like, bringing the spotlight onto
Nikki
her,
Cross,
and she wasn't even part of that match. That was
Nikki
awesome.
Cross is here to stay.
Yeah. At least she keeps doing stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
She's been getting better and better and better each week, too. So, yeah, them two were both super surprising that week. And it sucks that they had to, like, have all that momentum killed because of these stupid ratings boosts.
Liv is probably going to be gone for a while. She's going to work on her.
I hope it's not that long. Maybe it's just a couple of weeks because she looked really good in the ring. Obviously she'll probably keep doing house shows.
I think she's just going to come back with like a new look.
Yeah.
New
but that's
attitude.
What I'm saying. I hope it's not like too long that she's gone.
There wasn't a lack of matches on Raw last week. Well, it was the elimination match, but this last week on SmackDown, it was Bayley and Ember. Was it last week?
No.
Or was that this
week?
2 weeks ago,
when Bayley announced.
So Bayley and Ember had a tag match against Sonya and Mandy. So that was last week. Okay. Or was that this week? Well, anyway, Bayley and Ember beat Sonya and Mandy. And afterwards, they had an interview in the ring of, okay, Bayley, like, who are you going to, like, face now? And Bayley went on the speech about, like, somebody who would be deserving, blah, blah, blah. And then Ember was there, and she was like, someone like Ember Moon. And Ember was like, gosh, golly, me. And now they're going to fight at SummerSlam.
That was an awesome eclipse that she hit on Mandy Rose that week.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy Rose makes that look the best. Like every time that Ember hits it on her,
she needs to watch.
She flies. She bounces.
She should watch more of the Rock videos too, and like do what he did. The way he sells the stunner, she should do it just like that. But she like jumped over her to hit it, I think. If I remember correctly.
Well, that's how she does it. It's just that Mandy Rose literally bounces off the mat.
Yeah, I remember. It looked different.
Gets
this
air
time,
on that.
But it was awesome.
So it's Bayley versus Ember at SummerSlam for the Women's Championship.
Yeah.
And we got a match announced as well between the Iconics and Kabuki Warriors for the Tag Team Championship.
At SummerSlam?
At SummerSlam. I think that's what I heard.
I don't remember.
Or was it just because they haven't wrestled?
But I might have just not been paying
attention. Yeah, this past week it was.
They did wrestle, and they got themselves eliminated.
Eliminated.
Well, they got themselves disqualified in the match, so they lost the match, but they kept the titles.
Oh, okay, so that's what happened.
Yeah, what's gonna happen next week? Remember, Sonya and Mandy got a match for this week, and if they win this week, then they get a title shot. So the Kabuki Warriors, like, I don't know what's going on with them. Maybe they'll just break them up and
Paige,
do what I want them to
Paige
do.
Paige went through all that hard work for nothing. She slapped Billy for nothing.
Slapped a sick woman for nothing.
So the other match that happened was, well, the only match really that happened on SmackDown was Charlotte versus Ember.
Yeah.
And it was a really short match.
Yeah,
because
of that little turd.
You're calling Bayley a turd?
Yeah.
So Bayley
is back.
Okay.
The queen of all eras is back.
So Charlotte was, I don't know, it got like two moves in and then Bayley's music hit.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte got distracted. And I don't know what she was telling Bayley, but she was just like, oh, what, you want to get in on this? Blah, blah.
Beat you up too, you little turd.
And Ember snuck a pin on Charlotte. She rolled her up and she won the match. After Ember rolls out of the ring, she's like laughing with Bayley, haha, like we got you there. And then Ember, in a turn of events, threw Bayley into the ring with Charlotte, and Charlotte kicked her in the head. And once Charlotte got Bayley down, Ember climbed the turnbuckle to do an eclipse on Charlotte. So she took out both of them, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, again, because then she got into the other side and then eclipsed Bayley.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She got her hidden on Bayley.
She left everyone confused.
And then Charlotte cut a really good promo.
What did she say?
Did her daddy proud about how it was a disgrace for Ember to have gotten that title shot and all this stuff, and how she's gonna be part of the SummerSlam. Basically, I'm gonna speak to the manager and get in that SummerSlam match.
Okay, Karen.
She said she was gonna have a better or more worthy opponent than Ember too. So,
who is it gonna be?
I also don't think that that's what's gonna happen.
You think it's just
gonna
be a triple
threat?
Which
would be amazing. That would be the best match that we've seen probably all year. I'm more interested in that than I would be the WrestleMania triple threat. But
who
that's
was?
Just personally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it would be better than that match.
No, actually, it would be a better match, I feel like. Because I think Bayley and Ember would put on a better match with Charlotte. So, that's pretty much it for this week on SmackDown. Or that was SmackDown.
Yeah.
We're getting into NXT now, which...
Keeping track of the timelines?
Yeah. We're doing 2 weeks worth.
Yeah.
Because, really, last week nothing happened on NXT. Yeah, that was this week on SmackDown. Okay. On NXT last week, I think the only thing we got was security footage of Mia Yim attacking one of the tethers in the parking lot.
That was cool.
I don't know which one it was, but she pulled her out of her car.
It was Roderick Strong's baby mama.
The brunette one.
Yeah.
So she pulled her out of the car?
Pulled her out of the car and then beat her with the car with the doors.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I think you might be confusing it because this week, more security footage. She got the other tethered in the training center, and she put her in a locker.
Yeah.
And started beating her with the locker. So yeah, Mia Yim is
on a warpath.
On a warpath right now. Did we see Shayna at all these last 2 weeks?
No, I don't think so. Cut that promo of like, your story's stupid. It's the same story, and I'm gonna beat it. I'm gonna beat you up.
So the match that we got. So there wasn't any matches last week on NXT that I can think of. I'm pretty sure there wasn't. But this week, we got two women's matches. The first one was Bianca Belair, who, have we seen her in a while? Yeah, she...
She hasn't wrestled in a minute.
I thought she crushed a girl last time that she was on TV.
Yeah, but that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and then this... So this week, she was facing Xia Li, who... her last match was with... Tanara, and they had a really good match. Yeah. So here I was thinking, oh man, this is gonna be a really cool matchup between Bianca and Xia.
Yeah,
nope.
So both of them come out really excited.
Nope. I mean, anytime it looked like Xia was gonna get one in on Bianca, she would just like throw her to the ground, and like she was pounding on her at one point. She did attempt the, I don't know, where she like she picks him up vertically and is gonna slam him, and then, but lately what she's been doing is squatting in between before she throws him down. She didn't get a chance to slam Xia down, but then Xia couldn't like really take over that match. Yeah, she just got crushed. And yeah, like I was thinking it was gonna be like a matchup because we've seen her do really well like in all her other matches, but the Bianca's just that good.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, to keep her that strong.
Yeah, so Bianca won, and she laughed and laughed. And the commentary team was, like, making a point to be like, Bianca's making a point that she should be in this title run, or I don't know what they were saying, but they're just like, oh, yeah, she's trying to prove herself. And I was just thinking, like...
No.
She should just always be in the title scene.
Yeah, she's the Charlotte. She's the freak here. She looks amazing. She can own all these chicks.
She's literally pressing these girls and squatting for funsies. So yeah, Bianca won that one. Then the next match was Io Shirai versus KC Catanzaro. And that one didn't go on very long. So,
because of that other little turd.
You're calling Candice LeRae a turd?
No, I'm just kidding. She's cool.
So.
But Io's my new girl. I gotta defend her.
As soon as the match started, Io drop kicked Casey into the corner. And then she smashed her with her knees in the corner. And then she slammed her. And then right when she slammed her is when Candice LeRae came out to beat up on Io. She hasn't gotten her revenge in a while. Hadn't gotten it yet.
Not since the cage match.
Yeah, and
good.
So.
Now they're even.
Well, I think now they're setting up their feud.
No, Candice can go away. Io can beat up other people.
No, I'm interested in this one. That's going to be cool. Okay, so whenever everybody does these suicide dives at the middle rope.
Oh, yeah.
They fall out of it, right? Candice LeRae, like, brings herself up. Yeah, she looks like she just launches herself even higher
up
there.
She hovered into place and then fell down like a Harrier.
Yeah, so she did that to Io and then went to grab a chair and then Io ran away. She's like, I don't want to get hit with a chair. That hurts. That
hurts.
I do that to you.
I saw you after I did it to you. I don't want that to happen to me.
So she took off. And they were just kind of yelling at each other. So yeah, that was NXT last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was cool.
NXT UK, they're still showing matches out of their tent or whatever.
At the Download Festival. Maybe it's not the Download Festival anymore. That's just their new venue.
They just travel in a tent
now?
No,
they just like, after the Download Festival left town.
They just
like,
set up shop.
F it. Is anybody going to stay here? And the concert promoters were like, no.
We'll take it.
Does anybody own it? no, so we don't have to pay anybody if we stay on this land. And they're like, no, they're like, all right, cool. Now we can put more money into gear.
Zaya Brookside's ghost was like, no, I need to be in my arena.
I lose strength every time I'm away from it.
So yeah, Zaya Brookside had a match with Jenny, who came out with Jazzy.
Yeah.
There were a couple of times that Jazzy tried to interfere in the match, but yeah, basically Jenny was able to, she pinned Zaya Brookside in the corner after slamming her. So yeah, she won. We didn't get to see Jazzy wrestle this week, but she did come out later this week.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is last week. And, later on, Toni Storm cut a promo and Kaylee Ray came out and they just kind of like talk back and forth. So Kaylee Ray is the number one contender for the NXT Women's.
And she's ducking Toni Storm.
Yeah. But
she's ducking her hard because something about like she was the only girl that Toni didn't fight when she became champion or something like that. Toni became champion and then they booked her to fight all the women that were on the roster. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Kaylee Ray got overlooked, and so she felt disrespected was the story.
Yeah, and but that wasn't like Toni Storm's fault, because like Toni was
with the other commentators,
and Toni was saying something like, "What's up? Like, I thought we were cool when I first came into NXT UK.
You abandoned your family, you little idiot. How could I be cool with you?"
So yeah, this past week we got a 6-woman tag match, and it was Toni and Zaya Brookside and Piper Niven versus Jenny, Jazzy, and Kaylee Ray. We thought this was gonna like be a really cool like face off between Jazzy and Piper, but like nobody really got like long segments anytime they tagged in.
Yeah.
And yeah, Piper went down. She's not strong enough to take down Jazzy yet.
Those matches, surprisingly, when they start wrestling, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They only alluded to it for here like a couple times.
So we pretty much got like the superhero team versus the villains, right? But where is Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, she's not being used right now. She's not villain enough.
I don't know. Jenny, there's just a lot of weird stuff about her. Like, from her gear to her moveset. I don't know.
Her gear looks like it's from the 1920s wrestling.
No. Yes. But I was going to say, her gear kind of looks like a jazz dance group's outfit. Because it's always, like, velvet and sparkly and, like, just appropriate enough. But yeah, I like her coming out with Jazzy and just like having her be like her muscle. But when it comes to actually like seeing her wrestle in the ring, it's like, just get Rhea in there.
Or Jazzy.
Well, Jazzy was in there.
Yeah, but like she shouldn't be wrestling. Jazzy should be wrestling.
Yeah, it was just funny like to see also like Kaylee. It was funny to see Kaylee Ray and Toni Storm just be in that match too.
And she was ducking her the whole match.
These six women, women tag matches with the champion, it are always so lame to me.
That was a kind of a cool, I'm not cool, but like the way she kept tagging out.
Yeah.
And she was able to keep doing it. And she did it the whole match. She was never in the ring with Toni Storm, was she?
I don't think so.
And then those final spots were pretty cool, where like they were all jumping out and outside on top of each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Piper did that like tumbleweed on top of everybody. Yeah.
And then Zaya jumped onto them too.
Everybody.
Who won?
But they still lost.
Yeah, they lost. Jenny won, didn't she? Jenny got the pin?
I think so. Maybe that's the match we were just thinking about a little bit ago. That is it, actually, because Jenny was pinning Zaya, and I remember Kaylee was grabbing Piper across the ropes, and then Toni was held by Jazzy.
Okay, so
she was getting pinned.
But
so
didn't Jenny still win then against Zaya Brookside last week?
Remember.
Maybe not. Oh, well,
whatever. It was a long week and it was UK. Probably nobody cares.
This is
cares.
All you're going to get.
Nobody cares.
Well, moving on to something that's come back that we haven't had in a while. Our favorite family that isn't the Chrisleys.
I hate the Chrisleys.
You love the Chrisleys.
Oh my God.
Miz and Mrs. is back.
Yeah, I don't know. This episode seems so corny. If they get any more corny, I think I might need to tap out.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it before used to be a good blend of corny, but this season, this is still all season one, apparently. Yes.
Yeah. Well, one or two?
One. It's all still season one. Yes. This is the
second part of the season. This is
the last quarter of season one, apparently.
Oh, is it? I
saw it on USA.
Oh, shoot.
Because remember, it was like, it seemed like they already had a mid-season break.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. That was like the quarter season break.
Well,
those episodes weren't as corny as they are now, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But maybe they were always this corny, and I'm just realizing it now.
Well, yeah, they're set up like total divas, yeah. Except it's a little bit more campy.
Yeah, it was fine. It was funny.
Well, I just remember them like cutting up that wheel of cheese that they bought.
And the remote thing.
The remote thing. Oh, yeah. It was just like your dumb old, why can't you work the electronics in this house?
Get the remote. Oh, I can't get the remote either.
Very sitcom-y. Yeah. No, but it was cool. They bought like this. How much was the cheese?
$900
wheel of cheese. And
at Costco, which is also Costco. A great product placement.
They were trying to cut through it.
Reese has never been in a Costco before.
She was in that time?
She's never been in a Costco. That wasn't even a Costco, I bet.
Bet you she does go into the Costco because... because
they don't know who she is.
Well, yeah, and they're in Texas. So
true.
She's like, well, like, where else am I going to go? Like, she can't go hang out at the Grove anymore. Yeah. And I know that they have Costco's in LA, but like, you don't really have to go like there out of necessity. I think in Texas you do. Well, anyway, they were cutting up that big old wheel of cheese, that $900 wheel of cheese. And
with a chainsaw.
With a Works GT saw. I see a lot of those infomercials. That's one of the better ones, I feel like. I think it's GT. Anyway. That was pretty cool because they got shredded cheese from that wheel.
It was so much cheese.
It was a lot of cheese. Just like the show. Yeah, it's back. Yeah, it's a feel-good show. It's not the Chrisley. It's not the
so
Radkeys.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to even acknowledge that other one. But we're getting Stone Cold soon.
Oh, yeah. Stone Cold's getting his own. I don't know. We should look it up.
Yeah, we should talk about that show too. No, we
what
can't.
Is that
it's not women's.
What is that show about even?
Stone Cold living his life.
It's not like a challenge type show, like
I
the way.
Don't think so.
Did John Cena have his own challenge show?
No,
I feel like he did.
So.
I know The Rock had the Titan show.
Oh, I think
that
he did have
cool.
That. Yeah, I think Cena did host something. That sounds familiar, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, but this is like Stone Cold and Friends.
No, I think it's just, well, yeah, but it's like just mostly Stone Cold. It's not even like challenges. It's just him like living his life, being Stone Cold, going around drinking beers all day and driving around cars.
It's only going to be a matter of time before he's going to Costco buying $900 wheels of cheese. Well,
no, he'll be buying tires from Costco.
Costco has a really good tire center, just FYI. All right, well, I'll look that up. We'll see if we have another show that we need to be checking out. But I'm still okay with Ms. and Mrs. I can't wait for Total Divas to come back. I'm sure it's going to come around anytime soon.
We missed out on AEW, but we will catch up on that.
Yeah, there was a pay-per-view? Was it a pay-per-view? It was a live event.
Yeah,
but,
it was a live
event. Oh, yeah. There was supposed to be a special WWE Network exclusive.
No, there was a special.
Well, there was. Except they cut out the only women's match they had slated for it.
Yeah, and it was the main event.
It was the main event. So we were supposed to watch a triple threat between Bayley, Alexa, and Charlotte.
Which sounds pretty awesome.
And we were gearing up for it. And when we played the stupid show.
Not only did we have to deal with the WWE's new crappy Apple TV app, which doesn't do transport controls at all. But we had to like fumble around with it for like 20 minutes to realize
we had to watch Samoa Joe's promo over and over. We had to watch Elias say I am Elias over and over.
Man, I usually like Elias, but I was so frustrated because that new app sucks, WWE. If anybody is listening to this, it sucks. Go back to the old one.
But yeah, they totally cut out the women's match. I was looking it up on Twitter, and people that were actually there at the live event, they were saying that, yeah, Bayley, Alexa, and Charlotte were the main event for that night. And yeah, it just didn't show up on Smackville, whatever the hell that was.
That's like, they barely even talked about it on Tuesday.
Right.
This is the first time they brought it up was Tuesday. And that was when I was like, hey, wait, this is happening? When we saw it like on Thursday or Friday.
So it wasn't a pay-per-view. I guess it was just like a televised, or not televised, but it was like a live-streamed house show.
Yeah. And then I went to the card. Like, I was able to find it on Wikipedia, and it had the card, and it had that match, the women's match. And I was like, oh, cool, we get to watch another match. Got stoked for it, and then we come to find out it wasn't.
It didn't even air, or whatever. That didn't happen, but I did find out that Bayley won the match, so.
She's still champ.
She's still champ. This week, I don't know what's going on Raw, but they are bringing back Trish Stratus. On SmackDown, really? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Something called King's Court. Yeah. Jerry the King Lawler, I guess, has like a talk show in the vein of Moment of Bliss. So Trish is going to be a guest on it. It's because I guess it's happening in Nashville or Memphis. Memphis. And that's where King lives. Yeah. So we'll get to see Trish.
Cool.
Bailey was tweeting at her. She's already offering her up like a women's championship match.
Hey, you want to fight me? I got a belt now.
Basically, yeah. And she's like, anybody but Charlotte.
Scared little turd.
Bailey's already. We already know Bailey's gonna fight Charlotte. Bailey knows it.
Everybody knows it. She's the best. She needs to have the belt back.
So yeah, that was the last couple of weeks. Sorry, it's not as in depth, but we'll get back on it. And we won't have another friggin' reunion show.
Hopefully for a little while. We got enough of a ratings boost.
And get some more women's matches out there. But in the meantime, I guess just watch some more women's wrestling.